Lord Jesus, please provide us with strong faith that stands firm whatever the situations are. And thank you for your limitless ways to make impossible things to happen. We place our faith and trust in you, Lord, to give us the strength for renewal of our faith, to love and to trust in you more each day. Amen. During yesterday's rosary, the question came up when the Blessed Sacrament is exposed. Do we look at the Lord, or can we bow our heads and close our eyes in reverence? The Lord was quick to answer our thoughts. He began, "Either posture is acceptable, but it is not my primary concern. Rather, it is the intentions of your heart that is most important. I search your hearts and test your minds. Are they on me, and are you meditating on the holy mysteries? Or are you far off and giving in to distractions that take you away from me?" Proverbs 16 came to mind. The intentions of the heart belong to a man, but the answer of the tongue comes from the Lord. All a person's ways seem right in his own opinion, but the Lord evaluates the motives. Commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Through loyal love and truth, iniquity is appeased. Through fearing the Lord, one avoids evil. When a person's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he even reconciles his enemies to himself. Better to have little with righteousness than to have abundant income without justice. A person plans his course, but the Lord directs his steps. Jesus continued, "Elizabeth, speak of the dream I gave you this morning. It was during the great tribulation, and Holy Spirit was directing me to yet another location for a refreshing prayer and rest. I was also hoping for water and something to eat, as it had been a few days since I last ate. Most of the land was barren, except for a few patches of greenery just beginning to sprout. I looked down and saw a rise in the ground and thought, 'This must be it, but how do I enter?' Holy Spirit said, 'The only way to gain entry is to have a pure heart.'" Oh boy, I was racking my brain thinking of all the ways the Lord and Blessed Mother taught us about purifying our intentions, when it occurred to me to just say Psalm 51 out loud. And when I finished praying, a sliding door in the dirt opened and I was allowed access. Once inside the compound, I met a man who said his name was Michael. He directed me to a small cot, and instantly I fell asleep from exhaustion. Immediately I started dreaming. It was a dream within a dream. The Lord continued speaking in the dream. "When you awake, you will have my refreshing as you desired. Do not let judgment enter your thoughts as you meet the people I have gathered here, for I have handpicked these dear souls. I have chosen them to be my workmen and women of varied talents and capabilities. Some of these might not be the people you would choose, but you will now pass through an experience that will lead you and give you knowledge to see that God exalts man that some would regard as inferior to themselves. Elizabeth, judge nothing or no one at any time until I, your Lord, comes and will reveal their true hearts. Many will be surprised by my estimate of character. You all will realize that I see not as man sees. I do not judge as humans judge. I read their hearts and know their motives that prompt action, and I recognize and commend every faithful effort put forth from my people. I look for your earnest and sincere efforts rather than by what you accomplish through your actions. I do not judge by your outward behavior, but by the intents and desires of the heart." And at these words, I woke up from both dreams, and that was the end of his message. My readings have all been about faith this week. Do not doubt, but believe. The gospel reading today was when Thomas doubted that the resurrected Lord had appeared to the disciples, and Jesus said, "Blessed are those who do not see and yet believe." After praying, the next rhema I pulled was St. Thomas. definitely think the Lord was driving home his point. Dear family, I encourage you all to pray Psalm 51 every day for the Lord to cleanse us of all sin, iniquity, and unrighteousness, and to fill us with his Holy Spirit. We are all sorry that we have hopped into Satan's pit and often feel there's no way out. We do not hop out of sin's hole by our own strength. Without Jesus, we can do nothing, but we must have a will and desire to be free of sin and any bondage. Our Lord searches the heart and knows what the mind of the Spirit is in each of us. We who are abiding in the vine will take up the Great Commission and draw people to Christ, which is the righteous motivation and works to purify our intentions. Living our life on this earth shouldn't be about trying what works can we do to make it into heaven. It is not by works, but by faith. Our efforts and labors should be all about bringing glory to our Lord and Savior and bearing good fruit for His kingdom. God bless you, dear heart dwellers.